In Parashas Korach, we're introduced to the Matah Shel Aharon that we know regarding the whole Machlokes Bit Korach Vadaso. So the Torah tells us that when Aharon brought this, the regular stick, a dried out piece of wood, and he brought it in Eitz Yaveis and brought it into the Ol Moed, all of a sudden it started blossoming and growing and almonds. So what's pshat? Why all of a sudden now did this Eitz Yaveis go ahead and start blossoming? So as Rav Pshat in the Lechem of Shlomo, he points out, he discusses by Matan Torah. He says, we know the Midbar is a place where nothing grows. So how on Har Sinai do you have the flowers and plants and grass growing? He said, what do we see when the Shekhinah comes down on a Makom HaMikdash? So therefore, it changes the Teva. It's no longer linked to Derech HaTeva, but it's Mumala MiDerech HaTeva, and therefore grass could grow. And that's how he explains the Pshat in the Ramah, that Zechel, that we put plants and flowers into the shore, Zechel is Simchas Matan Torah. What do you mean, the Simcha? Because there's a whole debate in the Gemara whether Noacho better to be born, better not to be born. And the reason to argue not to be born is because we have 365 negative, only 248 positive mitzvahs. So you're making an investment, you want to only make an investment where the odds are with you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of tshuva, and therefore we have the ability, as the Gemara says, tshuva me'ava, we can turn our averas into mitzvahs. So therefore, the Matan Torah, instead of being scared, like, how are we going to make this? How are we going to survive? They said, great, even if we make mistakes, God has a lot of patience, and therefore he could transfer it over and we could do tshuva. So that's what they point out here, that when Aaron's stick was put into the Ohel Moed, so therefore the Kedushas HaMakom changed the Teva, and therefore we're no longer locked into Derech HaTeva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to transfer, just like the Torah has the ability to change us, so too when you're in a Makom HaMikdash, when you're in the Ohel Moed, you're a Matan Torah, we see that a person can do tshuva and have the ability to change, and just the mere fact that a dried out stick automatically comes in contact to a Makom Kadosh, so we see it had all of a sudden it was transferred, and the laws of Teva no longer apply, and it was able to blossom, and almonds were able to grow.